So Richmond Hawthorn, yes. Too. Hard to get.
Sold out, I hear.
Exactly. Sold out, and you're going to win two tickets very shortly. So 1-3-3-5-9, ring now.
Oh, and sorry? No, 1-3-3-5-9. This is what we're doing.
1-3-3-5-3, you idiot.
You said 1-3-3-5-2 last week.
What is this?
5-9 this week.
So we needed one Hawk, one Richmond supporter, Jim.
Yes.
We got Mick from the Richmond supporter game. Mick.
Good afternoon, boys.
And you're a Hawk, so you've got to do your best Hawk now, sound. Yeah. We got a new superstar, the Aussies.
Go on.
Don't worry about Kyros and all those bikes.
Even Kyrios,
yeah,
yep.
Or Kyros. We got Alex Demonor. He is the next one, Jim. Oh, it is Demonor.
I knew that would happen.
And you know what? He was up 2 sets to love
mm-hmm.
against his more fancied opponent, Jim.
Oh, hello.
And then the more fancied opponent come back and won the next 2 sets.
Oh, yes. What would his name be?
Milos Marin Sivis.
Silich.
Silich. You've been, Melbourne Storm disappointing the other night.
What happened there?
They got beaten 22-16.
Oh, I saw that.
They should get some boys back. Billy Slater will come back.
Ref.
Cameron Monster.
Monster.
Monster. Who wears number one for the Hawthorn Football Club? Oh, that noise sounds deafening. Well, it was a
silence
trick question.
Even is deafening, yeah. So, righto, Mickey, thanks for that.
Well, that would have been nice if he told us he's operating an excavator. Jim, and he's hit a water motor.
What is he?
Excavator.
Oh, no. When we were talking about Sandown 500, Bill tried to say Dave Reynolds, and this is how it came out. Got a double to give it away to the V8 supercars.
David Reynolds.
So, who?
Dave Reynolds, I said, Jim. Don't fast forward it, Rose, David to make me sound bad.
Rhenium.
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 They have a good time.
Oh, very good life.
And then they have a coffee for 4 hours.
All right,
who did we speak to the other day, Jim? And they do, Lydia Lassiella.
Oh, no.
Lydia. Melbourne Storm have given the green light to Billy Slater, Cameron Munster, and Solly Lassie Vanaroo. Lula.
Suli Asi Vunavalu is what he was
saying. What was that last bit you put in?
Just a little bit. Each one. Rula, Dula, Fula, and Mula.
Oh, no.
Anagati.
Oh, Maddie.
G'day to you, Rosemary. Aesthetically displeasing on the eye. See?
Oh.
Beautifully done, Rosemary.
No.
Everyone puts up stuff-ups, and you put in good things. Well done to you. Yeah. You're on fire.
I couldn't believe it on the tram listening yesterday when
That's
you had
it.
Bianca and Carla in that you got that right.
Yeah, I know. I thought
Can
it
you spell it, though?
Yeah.
Aesthetically.
No, don't.
Okay.
It starts with A.
And displeasing as well.
Yeah, which is very good terminology.
Is that what it is,
Bill? I would have thought. I know a bit of interior designing.
Oh, no. You go so well.
And 4 rounds, sport, music, wasn't great when the
That's
music
your brag
question,
artist.
Wasn't great on the music question.
Oh, you wouldn't have been.
Prince put out a song called 1999 in 1982. That was, anyway, it was about the millennium. So
what was it about? Because you would be no good in
You know what I'm working
fully female
on just
gym.
Between you and I? One of those, like Fev's got, what are they called?
Where are you going with this?
Where you get, Jim, help me out.
No,
who's Fev with? Not yeah, yeah. That's here. Katie? You know where they help, what's he called? When you're fat.
Worst, this is the worst he's ever
Anyway,
been.
Who's going to win? Swiss Wellness VFL Women's Finals.
Jenny, Lean
Jenny
Cuisine
Craig.
Or Jenny Craig?
Jenny Craig.
When you're fat.
Why didn't you, yeah.
So Monday had me RDO, but it wasn't really an RDO. The missus has been sick, so I decided I did the shopping, walked the dog, cleaned the whole house top to bottom, mopped kitchens, bathrooms, the works, and also cooked dinner for her. So I was in the good book.
Well done.
That is good. That's good, Tyler.
Now maybe you could do it a bit often.
Oh,
a bit I don't know about that.
Even more often, Bill.
More often.
Dog. Maybe you could do it a bit often.
Bit more often.
Oh, no.
So, we've got a great sponsor, Penrite. Penrite's a great sponsor. Yeah, but my missus is going all right.
Erebus. You know what Erebus means?
Erebus.
Erebus.
Well,
like
that's another question. Erebus. Do you know what that is?
just leave the E out of
you
it.
Roll, do you roll this on like the Christmas roll? Erebus and all this bitten by a bee?
Yeah, we go all the
world. No, it's weekly. Not Christmas.
Weekly.
Every week, Matty has
Erebus.
To put one together.
Jim, you idiot, it's Erebus.
Yep.
Do you know what that means?
I think it's like it's a bit of a weird sort of saying. It's like before there was darkness, before there was anything in the universe, there was Erebus. That's what it kind
of. That's it.
Greek, is that
god,
right?
Greek god for darkness.
Darkness. Yeah, something like darkness. That.
For Jim.
That's not bad, though.
Greek god well, for darkness.
Where'd you get that from? No, Wikipedia.
No, I like my Greek mythology.
Oh, no.
I do. You got a watermelon shirt on.
I have, mate. It keeps me fresh.
Well, look at that, Jim.
You like that?
Have a look at it, Jim.
That. Bill, check that out.
That's not quite right.
People can't see. This is an audio.
So, hence, I'm bringing he's it to their attention. It.
Describing.
Oh, attention, even.
Attention. Bringing it to their attention.
Sam's up tonight, but
well done, Bill.
Old strings to the bow, brownless, with muster.
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 Get to where this story actually came from.
So hence.
You just
hence,
made it a personal, no.
133353.
I've got the story.
Do you have a mate vainer than Jim?
Yeah, but yes. Hang on a minute. This is about Cristiano Ronaldo.
Stuff Cristiano Riano. Do you have a mate vainer? This is an interesting one. 9 votes, so 5 and a 4 to Sam Wiedemann.
Jeez, the big forward. He was amazing.
He was. So James Harms, I liked his game.
Yep.
Actually, it couldn't be a 5 and a 4 because it might be. Harms got 8.
It has to be to get 9.
Well.
Who are you, unless you got a 6 and a 3.
All right, then. Well, how does James Harms get 8?
4 and a 4.
But there's already been a 4 given with the 5 and the 4.
Well, maybe you got a 5 and a 3.
Maybe get famous. Lovable bogans from the block, aren't they? Yep. And we loved them. They were a great down-to-earth couple, and I was intrigued.
Down-to-earth.
Down-to-earth.
Yeah, thank you.
Couple, Jim.
Yep. All right, Bill, what's your question? Please, on the back of Todd.
Todd? Jeff and... No, Norman.
Norm.
Jess.
Norm, you idiot. Todd. Norm and Jess. They beat everyone's prices anyway.
I do.
No, they do.
They do, Jim.
They do.
Yeah.
So at one stage, he did try and wrap his vocal cords around your winger's name. Have a listen.
Solly Lassie Vanaroo Lula.
Sulli Vunivalu.
Vunivalu.
Have you ever heard anything like that?
That's
you
quite funny.
Hard to pronounce. Yeah, what do you call him?
Sully.
Sully.
Yeah, Sully. Yeah. But have you had a crack at Nelson?
No. I see Nelson's back because he's been out for a few weeks, hasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he had an ankle. So
have you seen back. This bloke, Nelson?
You can have a crack at his name.
Have a crack at his last name.
Yeah, Nelson. Yeah. Asava.
A sofa.
A sofa. Oh, there's an F there, yeah. Solomona.
Yes, that's it. Perfect. Easy. That's easy. Easy.
I can see Big Hoff.
The Bengals are my side this year. I like just the Bengals.
Just this year?
Yeah.
Cincinnati, why?
Because I like them. They're go Bengals. I just like it. I've jumped on them.
They're not
stupid
Bengals,
name.
They're the Bengals, as in the Bengal Tigers.
Oh, they're not
they're
the not Bengals.
The Bengals, you idiot. What is wrong with this man?
He's an absolute brute, and he's going to be make this tie difficult for us to
So
win.
Who do we send out first? Do we send out our man Millman or Devonier?
Devonier.
Don't tell me about a blue. Or no. One of the great combinations.
Well, he lives
Batman
in the States.
Batman and Robin and the two Wiggles.
two Wiggles.
What about the other two?
The two bananas and janamas or whatever they are. B1 and B2.
What is wrong with this man?
B1 and
the
B2.
Two Wiggles.
Darcy Moore's manager, Liam Pickering, says the talk that there is nothing wrong with Moore is rubbish. When did you quit?
You cannot operate like this.
When did you quit halfway unusual?
Bill, you can't do this.
Like Jim did and like Vontae did over there.
Bill.
For the Buffalo Bulls.
We are... Oh, Buffalo Bulls.
Bills. Buffalo Bills. Jace is there from Pakenham. Go, Jace.
G'day, mate. How are you, boys?
Looking forward to the quiz. You've been listening in. It's a very good run quiz.
Oh, mate, been listening all week. It's been top stuff. Yesterday was excellent.
Jace, it's a very good run quiz is what Bill just put together there by way of a sentence.
Grammar. How many goals, Trevi? No. How many goals did Jack Revolt win, kick, to win the Coleman this year?
Oh, no.
Who wears number one for Collingwood there, Lukey boy?
Number one these days. What the hell? For solo?
Jeez, you need to be better than that.
Too late.
You need to be better than that.
He got it, but it was too late. We gave him about 8 seconds.
One from three.
One from three.
Come on, Bill.
Nah, you're too dopey, Colt.
Luke.
Colt. I've got Colt down here. It's Luke.
No. Colt. Now we've called him the wrong name.
We got Trev. Trevy.
Yes, boys.
You only have to get one here, Trevy.
Oh, he probably has to get two.
Pressure's on.
One to tie and two to win.
Tiebreaker, how are we doing this, Fat?
Well, the first one in, Trev, you to say Trev, and Luke, you to say Luke, and it's a, you'll get it as we go along, all right?
Oh, no.
But if you jump in early and say the wrong question, you are out, and you leave the rest, the wrong answer, and you leave the rest for the other bloke, all right?
This is just train wreck radio.
So don't jump in too early.
Of the seven questions you asked, two were answered, and the last one you had to give him the answer.
I was in a bit of trouble if he didn't get cloak. Hey, well done, Lukey.
Or even Trev.
Oh, Trev got it.
Oh, no.
Book your tickets because numbers are limited. Book your tickets because numbers are limited. Just the same old, I'll ask three Collingwood questions to a Collingwood supporter, three Richmond questions to a Richmond supporter, and we'll see who gets the most out of three. Jim. It's easy. So, I go back to the KISS symptoms.
Yeah. Oh, symptoms.
With Jed Anderson and Cyril's already there, he said we've got to call him. So
good. How is Cyril? Cyril, I mean.
Sizzle. Sizzle.
And what is the dress? Where's the dress from here? Price, this will be good.
You're going to have to ask him.
Steph from By Kinsman, Melbourne designer.
Good.
Yes.
Couple of sequins and what else? Bows and things like that. Very nice.
Where's your beautiful partner, please?
Yeah, Kate Turner. Kate, here she is.
She looks superb, too.
Kate Turner. Everyone knows her as Kate Turner.
You've got to say the full name. How are you, beautiful Kate Turner?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. We're flying along.
Yeah, sequent, nice little number tonight.
Sequent. Yeah, very lovely. Mariana Hardwick. I was very lucky.
Sequined, Bill.
Yeah, he sucked it.
Sequined
it. Yeah, sequined. Get it right, Bill. Yeah.
I know we'll talk to our man coming up very short, Easton Wood, but Jason Johannesson.
Oh, no.
Also, Nick Smith from Sydney didn't get a vote again.
Oh, no.
Didn't get a vote again. A vote again.
Thank you, Bill.
That equals Domsey Lonigan. 191 games, Jim, without a vote. Didn't get a vote again. It's like a name, isn't it? Kicked a lot of goals for Carlton and Adelaide. And he's gone back to Adelaide to take up a development coaching role, Jim. Here's another trivia quiz for you, Jim. Do you know which team has won the most Brownlow medals?
Medals, even.
So you take a break now and have a holiday, go back to Dookie?
No, I'm getting two shoulder recos, so I'll be off for a while.
Two shoulder recos?
Yeah, my shoulders are pretty banged up, so I've got to get one done, then a couple weeks later get the next one done.
Wow, wee! Now that's big. What do you say about that, Jim?
What did he just say? Wow, weeby. What did you say?
Well, I don't want to steal Brian's line, so wow, weeby.
Well, so he's having them both
done.
Reconstructed.
And that's...
Well, you can't have them at the same time, otherwise you can't access the freckle.
Or you can't do anything, Jim.
No.
You can't do nothing.
When it comes to time to tidy things up.
And you can't eat.
You've got no ability.
No, Jim, that's right.
So you got to have one and then the other.
Oh, mate. So that, and then the big one.
What?
The Shenando. This one here.
The Shenando?
When I was speaking with Maxie Gorn, Hawthorn had delisted three players at least. Yeah, Boyd's there. Boyd.
Have a look at the Australian 5 cent piece. And you'll see an echidna on there.
That's it, Boyd. It's not a bloody porcupine.
No, not a porcupine at all.
Totally different thing, Bill, you idiot.
I've got it. Yeah. I've got a 5 cent coin, Boyd. I've got a 5 cent coin, Boyd.
Born.
What we've got tomorrow is a two-blocker idiot file.
No.
So not just one segment. There are actually two.
Matty loves it.
He two stuff idiot files.
Well, he can get stuff too. I just give him a best, and then you make fun of me. It's a form of bullying.
I beg your pardon?
Break.
That is not a phone topic.
What ended up in your boat?
Bill.
Because I think we've all been fishing, and we've winded in something.
Bill.
Brought something into the boat.
Winded. Bill, no one will ring.
Hey, Jim, Collingwood training last night. Huge today. Or a slab of Bogues Premium, also $46. Squealing Pig, 750 mil, white variables, just $15
varieties.
Each.
So we've gone from that, which is just an incredible thing, to the idiot file part two, which is sort of nothing to do with that.
It's different. It's ends just, of the Richter scale.
And Griffo's just walked in to listen to it.
The spectrum.
Oh, yes.
Are you ready?
Come on, Bill.
Come on, Bill.
Come on, Bill. Do your best. What have we got now, Ryan?
Well, you go. Go.
Flying Ryan.
What do you reckon it is? Back in hands. Forward in
hands. It's a good song, too. Beast of Burden.
Oh!
Why?
Devo.
Devo.
Yeah, it's not Il Devo. It's Pat Benatar, all fired up. It's the Rush Hour on Triple M.